Congratulations on the first win. Just how's it feel and what it was like to go through nine innings as a manager?
It felt awesome. Obviously, when you put up a crooked number early and Shane Bieber does what he does, and so it was nice to have one like that. But it's just a testament to these guys and the work they put in spring training, and really nice to see us come out and do that tonight.
What can you say about what Free and what Fry were able to do in the middle of the lineup for you guys tonight?
I mean, it's huge. You know, they had great springs, both of them, and you know, they hit left-handed pitching, and I think for us, like, that's going to be a big part of our game this year. And for them to get the offense going, and then to see us continue to put a rally together, scraping it together however we needed to, and then getting some big hits at big times is what we're going to need to do.
I know it's the first game of the season, but with Bieber, was there a thought to keep him going longer, or was that, you felt like that was enough once he got to six?
Yeah, I mean, he was getting close to his pitch count, and you know, for him to come out with that kind of a lead, you know, it was time to get to turn the ball over the bullpen, and couldn't have asked for anything more from Shane. I mean, but seven out of the first nine guys punched him out, and kind of wish he would have used fewer pitches early, but you know, you take that result anytime, and for him to take the ball, go six innings on opening night, no runs, and give us a great chance to win.
Talked to you about this before the game, but now it's official and you got your first win. What souvenirs are you taking besides, I guess, the lineup card?
Nah, I mean, not too many. Lineup card, jersey, hat, and then maybe a few game balls, but, you know, there's not a whole lot for the manager to take. but, no, it was just really a special night overall to be back in Oakland, to see people that I care about and love and have been such a big part of my history, and then for our guys to come out and play the way they did. It was just a really special night.
Glad you got a replay in. I know it was late in the game, but just for you guys going through the process.
Yeah, we got a good couple reps. I was even late getting my hand up on one, and Marvin kind of came over and yelled at me. But, you know, it's good to get those reps. It's good to keep going through that and, you know, learning along the way. And it was good to have a game like that where I could think ahead and not have too much going on in the moment. So I know there's going to be some that speed up here soon, but all in all, it was a great night and couldn't be more thrilled.
Naylor's hand, all right?
Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't say otherwise. But, yeah, it's just a contusion as far as we know now. And, you know, it's Josh, so he's gonna play.
Were you surprised he went on the next pitch?
No, not at all. No, he's you know, that's the thing about Josh is he's, you know, we all know him. He's a ball player. And so he gets hit like that, you know, he's going to want to go. And, you know, Langlier's made a great throw.
With the injuries you have in your bullpen, how nice is it to get Eli out there, to get Aaron out there, just to get a good inning in for all of them?
Yeah, it was great for those guys, and especially Nick. You know, he was out for a couple of weeks and only had one outing in the last 2 weeks. So for him to be able to go out, and then we knew as soon as we got the regular season, he was going to be just fine. But for him to get that inning of work was huge, and he was efficient. So all those guys should be ready to go tomorrow.
Oh, by the way, speaking of this first game for you, what was it like to walk out to your – intro music one last time?
That was so cool. That was a nice touch from the A's to throw the walk-up song on for our team. And, you know, the Oakland A's are such a class place, and they've always treated myself and my family phenomenally, and that was just one last little touch that meant a lot to me.
Loriano's, what did you think of his throw from Mike?
I mean, that's just what he does. You know, his chest was facing me in the dugout, throwing across his body, you know, 80 yards downfield, what they tell a quarterback not to do. But with him, you can't run. You know he's going to throw it, and then what a great play by Hosey to stick the tag on Butler sliding through the base. So a lot of good things tonight.